gonna do? Your dough roller gone. What you gonna do? Your dough roller gone. You better make some biscuits until she come home. It rained. A letter this morning. Do you reckon it rained? Say now, hurry home, boy. Your special rider, she did.
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sends spinning. You have no choice.
You hear laughter cracking through the walls and spinning. You have no choice, you hear laughter. We'll be right back. treat me like you do. When you laid your hands upon me and told me who you are, I thought I was mistaken. I thought I heard your words. Tell me how do I feel. Tell me now how do I feel. From the past until completion, they will turn away no more. And I still find it so hard to say what I mean to say, but I'm quite sure that you'll tell me just how I should feel today. Wasn't for your misfortunes, I'd be a heavenly person today. And I thought I was mistaken, and I thought I heard you speak. Tell me how do I feel. Tell me now how should I feel. Now I stand and wait till
we'll be right back. you poison. You knew when I caught you shameful. You knew when I caught you liar. You knew I would always find my way to you.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, aus. Alle warten auf das Licht. Fürchtet euch nicht. Die Sonne scheint mir aus den Augen. Sie wird heute Nacht nicht untergehen. Und die Welt zählt laut bis 10.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West, and the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so's not to look, everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town.
Those from the faint, do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if the polls are to be believed, the Democratic Party may be in the middle of a disastrous collapse where, for the first time in a very, very long time, the 538 Senate forecast, not the House, the Senate forecast has, by a very small margin, Republicans now favored to take the Senate. As you might remember, for a very long time, for months, it looked like 2-1, even 3-1 odds that Democrats would keep the Senate, but probably lose the House. Things have shifted and shifted and shifted to the point where now, if we are to believe the polling, and we will look at that in more detail, the most likely scenario is Republicans definitely take the House and maybe even take the Senate. By a 52-48 margin, Republicans now very slightly favored to take the Senate. It's basically a dead heat, but a far cry from the 70%+ odds that Democrats had to keep the Senate just some months ago. If we look at the 538 forecast of how the odds have changed, you will see that, yes, back in late July, it was basically 50-50. And then Democrats building a lead all the way up to about a 71% chance of holding the Senate in mid to late September, and a collapse to where now it is Republicans favored to take the Senate. Over in the House, the numbers even more dismal for Democrats. Now, an 84% chance that Republicans will win the House. If we look at how those numbers have changed over time, you similarly see that it was getting closer there for a period in early October, still roughly a 2-1 margin for Republicans, but now just completely out of reach. 84% chance for Republicans of taking the House. One question that many of you have asked, you came to me, some of you with tears in your eyes, and said, sir, can we trust the polling? It is absolutely the case that when you look at a lot of the generic ballots, which aren't looking at individual races, but these are generic Republican or Democratic support in, for example, the House vote, it is true that there are some right-wing pollsters sprinkled in. Trafalgar, for example, which has Republicans +6, that's a right-leaning poll. Rasmussen is a right-leaning poll, and it has Republicans +7. But many of what are considered highly rated non-politically partisan pollsters also have Republicans leading, but by a slightly smaller margin. CNN, NPR, Wall Street Journal, CBS News all have Republicans leading, but between 2 and 4 in that congressional ballot. So the most important thing to be asking is, what does this mean for what you should do? What does this mean for what I should do? And it means that we should vote. Just worry about you. You have one vote. Make sure that you use it. I have one vote. I will sure as hell make sure that I am using it. And then in 6 days, 6.5 days, 7 days, it'll be Wednesday morning, we will all have a very clear picture of where this all shakes out.